All right, we're going to get started on this week of Nailed It. This is a special Monday release where we're going to... David, put that down. And we're going to be doing the E3 Expo, specifically the Xbox... what's it called? It's an Expo, right?
Xbox exposing itself
on stage. It was hard to watch an hour and a half of that, to be honest, but it was
slightly hot.
We didn't
that's true. We fast forwarded through all of the in betweens, but anyway, I'm Michael.
I'm Nate.
I'm David.
And so yeah, it's the normal three for now. And so we're going to start where Xbox started, which was announcing the real name of Xbox Scorpio, which was Xbox One X.
Right.
At the Xbox Expo.
Silent golf clap.
Which yeah. I am not a big fan of the name.
I'm not either.
This is what annoys me about it, is the fact that you're going to get people that are going to go into these stores and say, and they're going to be like parents, and they're going to be like, I want to get my son the latest Xbox X. And then you don't know if they're saying S or X.
Right.
So they're going to go in and buy one, and their kid's going to be expecting the other.
So the tagline for the Xbox One X is, there's no power greater than X. Which, if that was what you're going for the entire time, just, it's Xbox. Yeah, you can name it Elite, like you did with the Xbox 360. You could keep Scorpio, which was kind of a cool project name for it. But they went with Xbox One X.
X, right. Which sounds a lot like Xbox One S.
Yes. So, it's not... And then the price tag for it is $499.
Right.
Which is a lot higher than I thought it'd be, but Microsoft came out and said that they're not really even making money off the console.
Which I kind of believe.
I do too. I do. The power that it does have is about a little bit higher than a mid-range gaming computer, like PC.
Right.
If you were to build your own.
Right, and that's...
And that's kind of the power that it's giving you, is about a mid-range, and the price is about mid-range. So it seems what it had to be.
Yes, but I don't know. Like, for me, in order for me to want to switch to another console, why didn't they give me any virtual reality stuff?
I know, there's nothing.
This is like,
they ignored the virtual reality.
They ignored it completely. And I'm like, if you want me to buy... If you want me to have that shut up and take my money moment.
Yeah, they had to come out with a...
Give me one, something. Just a glimpse that that's the direction you're going to go.
Just wait for Madden.
Huh?
Madden. So wait for Madden.
Madden virtuality. I don't want to be hit. I can't handle it. These bones are too fragile. Even to be virtually hit, I would probably start crying.
Even when his controller vibrates, yeah, it's a little too much.
Yeah, I turn off the vibration mode because my hands start to crumble. I'm just like, start playing, and then it vibrates, and then I'm like, oh, now I have arthritis.
So the big thing that Xbox One X offers is that it is... a true 4K gaming experience. Like, every game that comes out will be not 4K, but boosted up. Like, it'll look better on the Xbox One X. Just
right,
because
but is it worth that extra price?
See, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
Because, like, a big game like Destiny 2, like, big games like that have already come out saying it's going to run at 30 frames per second no matter what system you play it on. Or,
right.
No matter what version of Xbox you play it on. If you play it on PC, you can change it up yourself and make it 60 frames per second.
Right.
But it'll naturally run at 30 frames. And that seems to be the way all games are going, except for the one game that they broadcast at the Xbox Expo, which was Forza 7.
Right.
That was the only game that said it would naturally run at 60 frames per second.
Right.
Wasn't that an issue with... The Witcher 3.
Where what?
Where they were saying, I think, like, what, 1080, and then they capped it at 720.
Yeah. And eventually they moved it up to 1080. And I think the problem with it is once you go cross-platform like Destiny is, it becomes, like, PlayStation 4 Pro runs at 4K, but it's not a natural state.
Right.
The game has to be made specifically for the PlayStation Pro to run at 4K. And it's hard to do a cross-platform. They would basically have to make two separate games in order to run it at the highest power of each console, because they're not the same. The Xbox runs at a higher power level.
Right. And that, yeah. I don't know if just, like I said, extra being able to run 4K, I don't know if it's worth $500.
No, I don't think it. Well, because your Xbox One S runs at 4K.
Right.
It's not a true state, and it does not make every game look
amazing.
Right,
it's like the original, when you used to buy like some of the older consoles or whatever, and you'd get that, the fake HD cord.
Right.
Where they would tell you it's HD, but it wasn't true HD.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're running through the Xbox right now.
It's like when you go to Xfinity or Comcast and you get their 100 megabytes per second.
Right.
You're never going to get 100.
No.
Because there's your next door neighbor has Xfinity and they're running their computer at the same time. You guys are sharing speed.
Right.
It's like that. They say it's going to be 4K, and then when you get it, the game developer didn't make it for 4K.
Right.
They made it to run at 1080, and your Xbox is going to make it look amazing. And they made it to run at 30 frames per second. That's what your Xbox is going to run it at. Whether it can run it at 60 or not, it's going to run it at 30. It's going to look good.
Right.
But it's not
like
all it's chalked up to be.
Right. Is there enough there, detail-wise, for me to pay? And am I going to really tell the difference, like, when I'm playing the game?
No.
No.
The biggest thing is, if you want your video games to look better,
I would say for a professional gamer, that's a heck yes, I'd buy that, because it gives you that little bit of an advantage.
Yeah. If they came out and said it supports, or what's the
like
word?
Like Nate's a professional gamer.
I am not a professional gamer.
That's just because the new man's not out.
But
he's a seasonal gamer.
Exactly. No, but I haven't upgraded to the S yet, so I mean, in that perspective, would I upgrade to the S?
Or what you're looking at is the S is $250. The X is $499 and not out yet.
Right.
So you can wait. I mean, it's $250 and
you
have till November to
say. If you're
going to
wait, just go for the X.
Yeah, just get the better
because
one.
Because I haven't upgraded yet, so I mean, I might as
well. Well, that's what I mean. Like, if you're thinking about upgrading to the next one, then just wait for the X.
Yeah.
Because eventually that will become the standard, whether how long of a run it'll go. It'll still be longer than the Xbox S or whatever. So.
And, well, even if they come out with the next TV, whatever it is, 5K, whatever, the new Xbox, they're not going to come out with an immediate response with the Xbox.
Right.
It's going to stay at 4K and it's going to look good, but I feel like the Xbox One X is the addition that they're going to stick with for a while. They're not going to overshoot that with next year's model, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. I think this would be probably for the next, because they bumped that thing up so they can at least last the next three
yeah.
years, I would say.
Did they have a release date?
Yeah, they did. I didn't write it down, but it's sometime in November.
So
it always is.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I thought. So I'll be
that way. You can stand outside.
You can sit outside of Fred Meyer for 10 hours.
I think you should sit. Start. We should. Can we pay you to sit outside right now?
I think what should happen is
don't
Nate should wait
me
in
on
line.
Mute?
Huh?
Isn't that what you guys do? Just put me on mute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do live check-ins every
we'll
Friday.
We'll do live check-ins every other week.
Every other week. So the Xbox Expo came out, started off with the Xbox One X, which was pretty cool. Didn't live up to the hype that I thought it was going to have, but it was pretty impressive that they made it even smaller than all the S. It's smaller than that. And it has what did they call it? It has a brand new cooling system that is like...
Right. And that's the other part.
It's basically like a water-fed cooling system that you would put in a computer.
That's the other part I'm nervous about. Anytime there's a new system, I don't want to just buy it because there's always something wrong with it.
Red ring flashback?
Yeah. I always feel like that. Well, like,
to meet you today.
Right. Everybody gets that chill the whole time.
As soon as they hear red ring.
Red rings, they're just like, oh. It's like that cold water going down the back of your spine type of feeling. Yeah, every time a new console comes out, I get that feeling of I don't want to go out and buy it right away because there's some sort of bug in it that I need somebody else to try it out for a little bit.
Well, $500, are you going to be able to go out and buy it right away?
Sure. Oh, why not? It's a company expense.
Tax write-off? Per timing, too. You know, November and then a couple months. Get your taxes done.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
I'm still not getting one. I don't think. They would have to come out with something surprising. And I think they already threw everything out there that they have.
They might have, but they also might have some things at the last second that they're just like, oh, and by the way, if you get this, you get this with it.
You're obsessed.
You are obsessed.
He has a problem. Stop trying to throw money at men. So when they started their expo, they made a huge deal about the fact that it was their most diverse expo they've ever had.
Right.
It has 42 games, and 22 of which were console exclusives, which, since Xbox recently did their Play Anywhere program, means that it's computer Windows 10 or Xbox.
Right.
All their games come out for both. All your money still goes to the same place.
Right.
It goes to the Microsoft Gaming Division. So it still is technically an exclusive, but you get to choose whether you want to play it on PC with Windows 10 or on an Xbox.
Right.
So, being the professional gamer that I am, if I have the game on PC, do I have to buy it for Xbox?
No. And every game you buy for Xbox, you can play on your PC.
Okay.
Through the Microsoft Play Anywhere program, which I forget when they debuted that, but it was a little bit ago. And it's like if you download a game onto your Xbox and then you come over here and you put your profile on my Xbox, you can download the game there for free.
Right.
As long as your profile's signed in. So it's the same thing on your computer. As long as your profile's signed in, you have access to your library.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So it's pretty simple. But
it sounds very
does it have to be through Windows, though?
Yeah, Windows 10.
Okay.
And that's just because Microsoft doesn't want you bumming off of Mac, PC, or something. If that,
or like Steam?
Steam is different. Yeah. Okay. If you buy something on Steam, that's a different company.
Yeah.
But okay. Microsoft has opened up their Play Store to all their Xbox games.
Which should have been done a long time ago.
Whatever. Lots of things should have been done.
They have the Nintendo. Microsoft is trying to get away from the Nintendo thing where they're always having you buy little pieces as you go along. Oh, and there's an extra controller for this that you might need to play that game.
Right. Or like Nintendo with their charge cord being sold separately.
Right.
You just want to backhand the CEO.
Right.
Like, how dare you? So the first game that debuted at the Microsoft Expo was Forza 7, and they debuted it by bringing out a real-life Porsche, onto the stage.
And she was hot. That was her name, Porsche.
And she was on stage 3.
And she was on stage 3.
Anyway, it just revealed a car. Nothing happened. They didn't start the car. They didn't do it. It just a bunch of lights. And it was a car no one in that audience could afford to buy.
You don't know. There's that one guy.
Actually, if they went to Microsoft E3, they might have been able to. Seeing as though the tickets are a couple of thousand apiece. But that game was exclusively, or the car was made in the game as like part of their exclusive downloadable content. It was the only game that they debuted that was at a solid state of 60 frames per second and 4K.
Right.
So, I could be completely not correct on this, but
probably not.
I'm pretty sure the Porsche licensing agreement just ended, I believe, the end of the year, this last year, with PlayStation. So that's why Forza never had the rights to Porsche.
Oh, okay.
So
it was a big deal because Microsoft bought the rights.
I don't know if they bought the rights. I believe they did.
Well, I don't think Porsche would just give them the rights.
Well, no, I'm just saying that in the previous Forza games, they never had Porsche. They had a lookalike car that was just a made up brand, but they couldn't use Porsche. They couldn't use the name. They couldn't use like 911. Nothing.
Driving games are okay to me. I'm not a driving game type of person.
I'm not either.
So it's hard for me to be excited about this game. I did think some features seemed kind of cool about like it collects rain when it rains. It's not just like disappearing. It actually collects and it can make big puddles and it's more an environmental atmosphere. I think the only thing I like doing in those stupid games anyways is I buy the crappiest car and then I soup it up so much that I can race it against the really expensive cars.
Right. In the last So when I got my Xbox day one, I got Forza 6 because that released with the new console.
Right.
And that was the thing everyone did. There was a... It's like a Vita Beetle. You could do the drag race with it, and it was the fastest car.
I think it was a Golf GTI, which is basically a VW little car. Right. I mean, it's just a little car, and I made it look as crappy as possible. And it has like a... All my cars have like a little chicken sticker on the back.
I think mine had wood paint or something like that. Yeah, something like wood paint decal.
Like, it was just like a rusted out red car.
Right.
With just like this chicken sticker on it. But it was super fast, and if I took it into other races, I could not turn that thing with a darn, so I'd have to slide around the corners.
Yeah.
But once I got back on the, like, I'd lose all my momentum, and then, like, cars would pass me. But as soon as I got on any straightaway, I'd just pass everybody. So it was worth it to lose steering and just be able to pass people. It was pretty funny.
So,
but the only way I'd really be interested in a Forza-type game nowadays is if they made it open world, where you could do, like, a long race, and it wasn't...
So, like, the old Midnight Clubs used to be.
Yeah.
That was open.
The Horizon. Forza Horizon.
Like, Forza Horizon type thing.
Horizon 2.
Where you could just... You have a giant world, and you could race on the race, or you can kind of just drive around, right. I guess?
Yeah.
Well, they released... What, like, Forza Horizon, or Forza 6 with the console release.
Yeah, Xbox One.
And they came out with Forza Horizon.
Yeah, it'd be fun if you could do it kind of like a GTA type thing, where you're not going around stealing stuff like that, but you're just...
But shooting them out the window, yeah.
You have this whole world you can, like, travel around to. And you're just kind of driving around the city, and you can meet up with people and do local races, or you can go into the big competitions type things.
Right.
Once
you have 4 stars, you can start the race.
Sort of a competition or a game like that. I think it's wasn't listed in...
I think that comes out on the Sony.
But anyways, I don't want to talk about Forza anymore. Yeah. It's stupid.
So, then we'll move on. The next game that they debuted was, I think, the most... Well, not the most, but it was a very shocking game because I didn't know it was coming, which was Metro Exodus, which was the second game that was previewed at the expo, and it looked really good.
The Metro, I wrote down some notes.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, what? See? They're all over the place.
They're all over the place. Like,
that's why I gave you the big notepad.
I know, I needed the big notepad because it was just like... scribble marks all over the place. But what I wrote down for that is, if I can even read my handwriting.
Probably not.
No, I can't.
Dr. Scratch.
Yeah. It basically just says, I like the feeling that it gave you. Is like, you, at the very beginning, you get the sense, like sometimes in those games, you get attacked by the monster or whatever, and you're just like, okay, I just got attacked by a monster or whatever.
Right.
I don't feel like anything.
You're not really invested.
You're not really invested in it. But I feel like right from the get-go, you were pretty much invested in that character. And you were like, you kind of got the panic feeling of, I need to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get out and you see your environment, and all the sound effects were really good, and you slide down that trail, which is kind of a nice effect. And
well, so when the preview trailer first started, he was underneath and he checked his little watch that said how much oxygen he had, and it was like under a minute. So right then and there, you know he's on a time limit. And then you see him get attacked by that monster and his glass breaks, and you just start hearing the deep breathing, and you hear the growls off to the side, and like the door jams when he's trying to get out. And yeah, it immediately, I mean, less than a minute into the trailer, you're already like into what is right. going to happen. It's almost like a cinematic experience, but it's part of the game.
Yeah. So,
which is how Metros have always been. Like, they kind of, all the animations that your guy does in interacting with the environment, it makes that game feel alive. Whereas most games, yeah, you just get mauled by a bear or whatever, and you're like, okay, well, I'll respawn.
Right.
But in that game, the bear is, like, scaring off other creatures or whatever.
Right.
And then he's, like, rushing at you and takes you out, and you have to dodge his attacks. So it feels more real because it's not just, I'm going to die and respawn right back here.
Right.
With full health.
Nate?
Yeah, the trailer looked good.
We know it's no Madden, but how do you like it?
No, the trailer looked good.
And he's like, where is the pitch button? That's all I want to know is, how do I hand off the ball?
Well, what?
Where's the stiff arm? The
bear creature comes out, and then he evades him by attaching like a harness to a wire, and he swings across like this big canyon.
We like to say crevasse.
Well,
no, we don't.
You may.
We say giant hole in the ground.
Oh, that's right.
But
we are not proper.
Come to find out when
chasm
like pans out that it's like a dam. How can I say that?
What?
Dam.
Say what?
Never mind. You didn't get it.
Damn, so David.
Pans out, and then so I'm I
fish.
I have more questions about it, but.
Damn.
The graphics and gameplay looked pretty good.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. I agree with you. Don't be upset.
I'm not upset.
Okay, don't. You look angry.
Anyway.
He's got the look of, I'm going to kill you now.
So, I mean, do we want to give what we think the game's going to be, or do we just want to move through these?
Well, we have a lot to get through.
We do have a lot.
Just a question on that one. Do you think it's going to be... Is it open world? Do you think?
It looks open world, but at the same time, it kind of felt like a start to a finish of a mission.
Yes. Now, it kind of...
It almost.
Like, I'd be very interested to see more. I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to me, like, that's like one of the questions I had was if it was open world, because it almost looked like there was only... certain amount of where
well,
you could
okay.
go.
It felt like a track.
If it wasn't open world, why did he have a map that he pulled out with like a compass on the side?
Right.
That kind of shows me that it's going to be you can choose which way to go. I mean, yeah, it could just be because it's a little bit wider than we saw,
but it's also the very beginning of the game. So usually at the beginning of the game, you kind of follow this track.
Like a prologue.
You have to go through this thing so you can understand what you're
don't
doing.
Know if the trailer was
well we don't know anything based. Do we
no we don't yeah.
Actually, that's what they showed us.
I know I saw
it. Well, I'm just saying that's what the questions I had was because is it open world
with Steph.
Okay, well, if we have a lot to get to, let's
we
move
do.
On then.
Let's move on.
Okay.
But...
well, no, because no, no, we I, don't no, know we both took power. A guess. So final guess, I think it'll be open world. I believe. I think that's the way all games are going.
With how good it looked, I hope it is too.
I'm going to say half and half. I'm going to say you're going to have your direct locations that you have to do, and then there's going to be open worlds attached to it.
So you think open world until you find a quest, and then once you find something to do, it's like straight ahead.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the next one we know is open world is Assassin's Creed Origins, which takes place in the Egyptian era, I guess. Yes. It's sliding down a bunch of pyramids.
I'm going to say, yes.
I'm going to say this game is the most hit or miss game that I saw at the Xbox Expo. It was either... I love Assassin's Creed games, but from the gameplay I saw, it looks very clunky. It doesn't look like... I mean, you're supposed to be an assassin, a smooth operating, like you're supposed to be above everyone else because you're just better.
Right.
But this game looks like... I don't know, like he's just kind of guessing. And well, plus, main thing I hate about Assassin's Creed, all of them, is how dumb the AI is. He's in the trailer, he's literally crouching outside with his bow and arrow drawn for like 3 seconds, and he's just like, no, that looks too difficult. While the guy's just staring at him, and then he walks away without them noticing him.
I won't get too much into detail, but because I watched. This was a game that I'm kind of really excited about, and I watched a lot more information, trailers and stuff like that, and it's kind of the beginning of the assassination.
Right, it's where they started. Yeah, they say that in the beginning.
I'm not saying it wouldn't be a good story. It's just, yeah, I think we're just saying that the gameplay just
Seems clunky to me. Like, it doesn't seem smooth. But it could be because it's not finished. I don't know.
Right.
The finished product could be a lot better. I don't know if you wrote down a start or release date, anybody? I think it was late 2018.
I didn't write down that.
Okay. So, we're not sure on the release date, but odds are that's not the finished product. It's going to be improved upon. So, it's Assassin's Creed. I will give it a chance. I'll probably play it, buy it. I did see that there's an $800 collector's edition for it.
What?
Yeah.
Like a freaking costume?
I forget. I think it's like a 3-foot statue of the main character.
3 feet?
It's like something in the...
David, you could fit into that costume.
Ooh. I'll give you that one. So, it's been a while since you've sent a zinger, so
that it was a little absurd because that's more than the Xbox One X is. But
is it one of one?
Huh?
Is it one of one?
No, I don't think so. I don't know how many they're making, but
probably just that one.
$800. I don't know if they'll only sell one, but it's an option. I think it was called Assassin's Creed Origins God Edition or something like that.
Does it come with an Xbox?
It should. An Xbox One X edition of the Assassin's Creed.
$500 for the Xbox and then a couple $100 for the...
That would make sense to me.
Still too much, but I will agree that that would make more sense.
Right.
And
the statue's made out of gold.
Yeah. So, Assassin's Creed anymore?
Yeah, it's Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
That's the bottom line.
People are going to go buy it because they like the story. They are good. Like, even the bad graphics, I mean, they were good at that time, but the bad graphics of the old game is not going to prevent you from going back and playing the old game.
No.
So, even whether the graphics are better or if it's still kind of a clunky look, you're still going to play it.
Yes. Still will.
I think it's still, I mean... To me, it's on the top of my list of what games I'm most looking forward to. And, like, the era, I like Assassin's Creed as a game, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I don't think they can go wrong, so... Well...
I mean, they can. They can figure out a way to screw it up.
Well, like, with a heat-seeking arrow.
Yeah.
Which is a... anyway, we'll move on from that. So then, this isn't a new game. So we'll keep this part short, but PlayerUnknown Battleground is coming to Xbox. It's a PC game exclusive right now. They're expanding it to the Xbox One. It's basically, I think it's 64 players online, and you're in teams of four, and you have to be the last team to survive at the end. A lot of games are being made this way, where it's just like a a survival. As the map gets smaller and smaller, it pushes people together, and your goal is to survive.
Right.
You drop with nothing out of the back of an airplane. All you have is a parachute, and you have to loot houses for gear and weapons. And, yeah, fight for survival.
I'm sure it's fun.
Yeah, it looks entertaining. I've watched it on Twitch. It does look fun. It looks like, you know, it gets the adrenaline going when you get near the end. If you make it to the end.
It's a good party game, is what I would say. Like, if you have a group of people that like to get together and play all the time, it's a good thing to separate different... Like, if you guys like to play a certain game all the time and you're like, we need a break from it, let's go play this game for a couple days or whatever, and then go back to whatever you're really into or whatever.
This game type is, I think, growing in popularity. Can't think of what the other games are that off the top of my head, but the fact that it's obviously PC only right now, the fact that it is coming to the Xbox, I don't know.
I think it just has to do with their player, or their, sorry, I almost said the name of the title, their Play Anywhere.
Right,
yeah.
I think it's just, yeah, they're spreading, PC-only games are becoming Xbox is becoming PC.
Yeah.
It's just becoming that world.
And that's why they had to come out with the Xbox X.
Right.
Because, so they can do that more easily.
Spread it, They, so I'm going to skip a couple here because there was a new release that kind of fits the same scenario as PlayerUnknown Battleground, which was the Darwin Project. It looks like a cartoony version. It was the one where the people were in the guy came up on stage and did a live announcement of what was happening.
Right. We fast forward through.
Yeah, we fast forward. It looks like a Minecraft version of PlayerUnknown Battleground.
Right.
With like arrows and axes. It looks weird. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It was a very short demo, so it's hard to see anything about it, but it looks like a boiled down version of a game that's already out there.
I don't know. I think it'll be different than what you think
it is. Well, I'd be happily surprised if it
is. But it doesn't mean that you're going to want to play the game.
No.
I'm going to say it's probably more an exploration game. Or whatever type thing?
No, because they were talking about how it was an arena.
Right.
And it was just...
Oh, no, people. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, that one, it probably is... I mean, it's mostly like... It's Hunger Games.
Yes, exactly. And that's what PlayerUnknown Battleground is. It's just that's on a more massive scale, I think.
And I guess it's... The difference is basically... One is you just got guns and stuff like that. Yeah. And this one, you get to create a character that... is more developed to whatever environment you like.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to use a bow? Do you want to use a sword? Do you want to use the power of tickling? I don't know.
So, I'm just going to say fast forward through that game.
That's fine.
Let's go to the one that you were thinking I was talking about, which is called Deep Rock Galactic.
Yes, that one.
That is, and my note on that one is Minecraft on drugs.
Right.
Because it is literally just you landing on a planet. It looks like they're harvesting minerals.
Right, that one.
The graphics look like Minecraft, and then a bunch of spiders start attacking them. And
I feel like it's better graphics than Minecraft.
It is better. You're right. Except for now, Minecraft is in 4K, which is all I want to say about the new Minecraft update.
It's still bricks.
And then we are... there is... guns in this game, which are not in Minecraft, obviously. That's like swords and stuff like that.
You can craft a gun.
Can you?
I don't know.
I don't think you can.
Never play the game.
Anyway, so yeah, Minecraft on drugs is what I wrote down because that's the feeling I got. It's just, it looks like a more intense mining game.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to say about that one.
I would say that one's more about the mining, left about the crafting.
So the next game that came out after that was State of Decay 2, which is a zombie survival game. It's the next in the series.
Yes.
State of Decay got really good reviews and was a really well it was a well-received game.
I'll say it kind of getting tired of zombies, but at the same time, like, if they can keep it, if it, like, the trailer is, it's kind of like anybody can die, like, the story goes on as long as you have people.
I think, yeah, because you're supposed to build your own camp, and I think as long as you have people in that camp, then you're okay.
Right, but as soon as you lose all the people, then basically your game is over.
I will say that's another one where the trailer looked really clunky, and it would be nice to see something further along. I don't think that game's coming out anytime soon, but I could be wrong. I didn't write down release dates.
I wrote that spring of 2018.
Okay, so almost a year, yeah.
Right, so they have a lot of time to work on.
They have a lot of time. That's good, because it did seem like the idea of it is really cool. State of Decay was awesome in its idea. It was fun to watch. I never played it. But if they bring it to the point of you have to build up a camp to survive in, then I believe it'll be a good game to play and get used to.
Right. To me, yeah, this kind of piques my interest in that aspect. The ability to get together with your friends online, build a camp, and obviously survive zombies. Some of which looked overpowered. Some looked like they kind of put all the types of zombies. Ones that walk really slow. Ones that kind of run at you and but my question on that game would be, what type of materials do you like, how the crafting system works and
how in depth is the crafting?
How in depth, because it showed starts out with like sleeping bags, and then all of a sudden they had like full camping kitchen type thing.
Your little area is definitely upgraded.
Do you go find that stuff, or
pretty sure you have to find the stuff? The thing to me is, well, I had two thoughts. One, the first thought I had was, is why do they always make the game like the zombies are hunting you? Because they're not really hunting you. They just kind of stumble upon you and then they just want to attack you.
Right.
But they always make it in a way like they're actually seeking you out to attack you.
Like, and they have predator vision across the planet.
Right, exactly. Like, they can see you. And they're just, like, coming from miles away just to come get you.
Right.
Pretty sure if zombies actually happened, you could clear out an area and then you wouldn't see a zombie for maybe even years.
Right. I don't feel like they're just one.
They're not. They're not. Like, where we're at right now, we could clear out this area and we wouldn't see a zombie for a long time because they're just wandering around and they're just stumbling into things.
Right.
And so they would just be in their little area. They're not like...
Have you seen The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I've seen The Walking Dead, but it doesn't...
All right, we're not here to talk about The Walking Dead.
I know that, but that was just my thought, is like, they always make it like they're out to hunt you, but they're not.
We have like 20 more games to go to.
What so. I find? I'm just frustrated.
Yes, zombie games are becoming overplayed, which is sad because zombies are awesome, and... If you do it right,
one of my best friends is a zombie.
If you do it right, it is a great concept for a video game.
Yes.
But at the same time, a lot of people have done it right, and a lot of people continue to do it wrong.
And okay, and then my other thought is, and then we will move on from this, is with all the stuff that you have to do in that game, I don't want another job. I have a job, and then I do other things. I don't want to have a job where I'm trying to survive zombies.
All right, so final thought on it. Do you think you'll play it?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I would, if I was like 12 years old and I had all the time in the world and I had like one of those, like, you know, summer vacations where you get 3 months off.
Right.
And I'd be like, I'm so down to play this game.
That's true. What about you, Nate?
All I can say is it piqued my interest. I mean, that's
fair for a game that comes out next year.
Yeah.
I say the same, piqued my interest. I would be interested in it, and I will follow it more. But if it doesn't get much better, then no, probably not from me. So that leads us to the next game, which would be Dragon Ball Z, or Dragon Ball FighterZ.
It was Dragon Ball Fighter.
Dragon Ball Fighter.
Dragon Ball Fighter Z. There was a Z at the end.
There was a Z. But
I don't remember this trailer.
I remember the previews for it, and what I wrote down was, is I'm pretty sure this was put together by a child who had ADD problems.
Could be. The trailer definitely is more of a health risk than it was entertaining.
I felt myself coming on with a seizure.
Look, a little bit of a seizure, yeah. So if you actually go... This is one where I just stumbled across a little bit of gameplay. And if I don't know if you guys have ever played Marvel vs. Capcom, where it's like 3v3, and you're controlling all three people, you sub them in and out, you know, right. Or you can combine their combos. It's like that. And so it's not as seizure-y as that trailer was. It's kind of slowed down once you actually get into the fight.
Right.
And when you land your combo is when it goes into, like, the ultra-fast.
Yeah, like, the 1 second where they were showing fighting, it actually looked interesting. Yeah. But then they...
The rest of the time, they're just, like, shooting blasts all over and a million people are punching the same guy.
Right. And you're just like, what is... Just... What? Just...
Whoever did that trailer needed some help.
Yeah.
I feel like they were just overwhelmed and were just like, we need to get all this info in here in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, there's one guy just sitting behind him. Oh, we need to add this. And this.
Yeah.
And this. And don't forget that punch.
See, I think that was the kid with ADHD was the guy who did the trailer.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But everyone who designed the game had a good idea in their mind.
Right.
So... That game is harshly judged on the trailer. Because it does look pretty good. I don't know if I'll get it.
It looks like a decent fighting game. I'm not into fighting games, right. But it looks like it would be... It looks well put together.
Yes.
But not by the clip that they showed.
Nate, do you think you'll get it?
No.
No? Okay, so none of us are fighting game people, so we'll just leave that one to...
Xavier's already got it on pre-order.
Yeah, probably.
I would not like to have a seizure, please.
The next game on the list would be... Black Desert, which is the MMORPG, which is a computer game that is coming to Xbox. Seems to be a running theme this year, which is fine with me. Share the wealth kind of thing. If you can.
Well, it's about time some of those PC games come to a console.
True.
Because some of the older PC games were way better than some of the console games. And everybody's just like, I want that on my console.
I'm more of a console gamer because I love a controller.
Right, I do
more
too.
More than a mouse. And
I'm terrible with... I know a lot of people that are like, I need a mouse.
Right.
And I'm like, I can't... I'm terrible with a mouse. Yeah. You want me to shoot something with a mouse? I can't hit nothing.
Right.
You want me to shoot something with a controller? I will ping you.
So, have you played this game before, Nate? On the PC? I remember you saying something.
No, I've...
Oh, you watched it.
Yeah, I watched it on Twitch. Okay. And it doesn't really pique my interest.
Okay. If it's better than Elder Scrolls Online, I would probably get it. Because that was a huge disappointment. I love the idea of a console-based MMORPG. But Elder Scrolls Online kind of ruined that for me because of how glitchy it got. Once you got around the cool part, which was having all the people around you. You know, like it actually being a populated world by other users. So hopefully with the Xbox One X running it, or being what it's designed for.
Right.
Hopefully it's a little better, well put together.
I actually had special edition Elder Scrolls pre-ordered. And then the game came out and something took place where I couldn't go and get it or pick it up from where I had it pre-ordered, but I was watching gameplay, and in the, like, we'll say hour that I watched gameplay, it actually completely changed my mind, and I went and got my money back for the pre-order, and I didn't get it. So, I mean, maybe gameplay will change my mind on this one, and...
I will, this is one I'll definitely watch Twitch first. I don't think I'd spend money on it right away.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong person to ask. Yeah. I'm probably not going to get any of these games.
So, I'm just going to lump some of these into the same category, which is going to be The Last Night, The Artful Escape, Code Vein, and a game called Tacoma. Which all look very artsy and not so much content. You know, it looks like, look what we can draw on a screen. You know, like...
Right.
Some of them are old school graphics, but kind of unique with their soundtrack, it seems like.
I would say this. Some of the games that they showed clips of were not as interesting as the games that they sped through.
Yes, they did speed. Like, there was a pack where they just went through, like, 15 games in 12 seconds.
Right, and those look way more interesting
than the games I just listed off.
Than the games you just listed off.
Right, and at E3, I think if you don't have anything to show and your game is coming out spring of next year, just release a preview of the game when it's coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't show the public something that's you walking through a room with nothing inside of it. It didn't look done. There was no concept of what was going on in it. So that's why I'm skipping over them, because they didn't seem well thought out. I don't know what to say about a review, because it didn't seem like there was anything to talk about.
I think there's a lot to talk about Tacoma.
Why?
Just because I like the city. It's better than Seattle. It's easier to drive around. I don't like the fact that you have to go into the inland part. Other than that, it's way better than Seattle.
Yes. Didn't Tacoma take place in space?
What? Yes.
No.
Yes, it was. It was a space game.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure it was.
Pretty sure, no.
It was just downtown Tacoma, the seaport.
Oh. Yeah, it was at the seaport.
How did Tacoma get in a video game? I'm just wondering.
I don't know. The Museum of Glass is amazing.
I'm also going to throw in Super Lucky's Tale, unless someone wants to comment on that.
I will say, Super
Lucky's Tale.
Super Lucky Tale.
Right.
Actually, it would be a fun game. But
You're on crack.
I'm not on crack. I think... No, it's not a game that I would play, right. But there's a market for that.
Oh, yeah.
And I think...
14 and under.
No, it's not
14. I'm going to put myself on mute right now, because they don't want to listen to what I'm about to say.
Nobody wants to hear what you have to say.
All right. So then we'll talk about it. Super Lucky's Tale.
We don't have to talk about it a long time. No, go. It's just... There's a good market for those type of games. It's great when you can tell a complete story with a game like that, and they don't even say words.
Yeah, it's like grumbles.
It's grumbles and mumblings and stuff
and
like that.
And an onion farted.
Right, an onion farted. So it's just like a fun game.
Yes.
That if you are into those type of games, which it would be like the Mario people, they have something to veer away from Mario and go to the Xbox.
Right.
And that's what it's there for.
Okay.
And I think...
I
think you can't skip over it just because you don't like the genre. Just like we didn't skip over Forza.
It's not the type of game. They seem to have very interesting characters for I'm just going to say a child's point of view.
Right.
Why not make them have a talking personality? Like, if you're going to make a game that has all animals and they all seem like interesting characters...
Because that's the style of game it is.
That's weird.
It's not weird.
It's very weird. They just didn't want to pay VO people.
No, there's a ton of games like that in that market.
You need to stop hanging out at Toys R Us. It could be one of those games that's surprising.
Does Toys R Us still exist?
Yes.
Does it?
I think so.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, there's one.
Did you go into it recently?
I'm a Toys R Us kid, all right.
Moving on.
I don't want to hear more about that.
Okay, so the next game...
Is it mostly because you don't want to grow up?
The next game is called Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves.
Which is a pirate game online, which it seems cartoony, but in a good way to me.
It's kind of weird because it's got really good... It's got weird cartoony characters that just kind of look awkward. But everything else looks awesome.
Right.
Like the water looks awesome. The shark doesn't look that awesome.
I said no shark would.
You don't know that. There's some hot sharks out there.
Talking about a game.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
I get distracted easily. I love Shark Week. But it looks good. I don't know. to me, it's like in between. It looks really good. It looks really fun, but it also looks really clunky to me.
It does. I was wondering about that. I think it'd be fun if you were playing in a group. I mean, obviously, it's built to be played in a group. You're supposed to run your own crew kind of thing. If you get people online, it'll be a fun streaming game when you can interact with the public kind
of
thing.
Yeah, and I like some of the aspects of, like, when you're tagging something, the AI actually helps you.
Well, that's not AI. That's a person.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah, those are all people. All,
okay, yeah, well, then that's great.
Yeah, that's a party. That's
then like it's a party. Yeah. Then it makes more fun.
Yeah.
It sucks, though, if you're not the party leader, then you're obviously helping out somebody.
You're just following
around. Yeah, you're following the guy around.
And that kind of brings on the whole, what if you don't have a full crew? Like, say it's me, you, and Nate playing, and then someone like a popular streamer comes along and they just have a whole bunch of their group following them. Right. You know, are you going to be on a ship with 3 people fighting a ship with like 38 people where they can just jump onto your ship and destroy you? Or is there... It'll be interesting to see how they balance that out.
It'd be interesting to play... I don't know how much time I would invest into it.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, depending on the price, I don't know if I would spend $60 on this game.
I don't know if it'll be a $60 game. It might be. It might be.
Yeah, you don't know. But it's like, it looks cool. The concept is cool. It doesn't mean that it's going to equal out to somebody who wants to play that.
No.
I just said $60. If it's $58, I'm on board.
Okay.
So
you're such a cheapskate. So we're running getting kind of long. So let's kind of run through some of these, the last games, and we'll spend a little bit more time on the last one.
Okay. So real quick, then we'll just say whether we're interested or not, and brief description.
That's what I was.
Okay, so Cuphead, I don't know a description.
Cuphead is just...
It looks like a very old school.
Yeah, and I think that's a whole... It's just the retro. Retro is cool.
It looks like the first Disney cartoons with color.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Style. It's like Mickey Mouse.
Not interested.
I would play it just for the art. I wouldn't buy it.
So like a Redbox kind of thing?
Yeah.
Crackdown 3.
Crackdown 3 looks amazing. And what's his name?
Terry Crews.
I just want to hang out with that guy.
He is what made the trailer, though. And I feel like if you take him out, the game doesn't look that impressive.
No. All the Crackdowns have been really popular. True. I haven't played any of them, but...
It looks like a cartoon Just Cause.
Just Cause what?
Just Cause. Just Cause cartoon.
Oh, okay.
I haven't played any of them, so I... Terry Crews or not, I'm not going to play this one.
I don't think I would play this one either.
I would do it if Terry's playing.
if you could split screen with
him. I want Terry right next to me.
Right next to you.
And then he could be like encouraging me the whole time. Come on, man. You can do this.
All right, speed round.
And if he does like his muscle flex. Oh my God. What we're doing.
All right. Ashen.
No face Ashen.
Ashen is the one with no faces. They're underground. The light... shows up, they go above ground.
Not my style game, but it looks dope.
It looks very well thought out.
Yes.
It might be my style of game because it seems like a co-op game, which are always my style of game.
I enjoy co-op games. I just never play with people anymore, so.
Right. Well, you need internet to do that.
Yeah, you have to have internet.
So, yes for me on... Once it gets closer, I'll make a final decision. But right now, I would rent it and play it.
All depends if they get faces or not.
They're not going to get faces. That's the art style.
I like the art style.
Yeah, I do too. The art very well, like very well thought out. Yeah. Like it's purposefully done that way, and so it looks good. Okay, Life is Strange.
Before the Storm,
which I never played Life is Strange, the first one. It's the only. Only episode 1 of 3. I don't understand it, so I'm not going to make a comment on it.
I think you have to play the first story first before you play this one. Because obviously it takes place before the storm. Which...
Right.
Right. So
I mean, or maybe play this one first.
And episode then... 2 might be the storm, and then episode 3 is after the storm. We don't know.
We don't know.
It's not for us. I mean, none of us have played it.
It's not my style of game, anyways. Sounds like it would take too much time.
Okay, so that goes to. Well, should we spend more time on the next one?
Which one's the next one?
Well, we have 3 left. Let's just go to Ori and the Will of the Wisps. I never played the first Ori. I did watch it. It's very cool to watch because basically it's just a graphical game.
Oh, that one with
the owls. Yeah, it just looks, it looks beautiful. It doesn't look like my style of play.
That would be one of those games I would love to get if it was like $5.
Yes. I think it is going to be like, I think it's a $20 game or something. Yeah. It's not a full price.
Like, I don't want to spend full price on it, but if it's like a, you know, $10, $5 game, it'd be fun just to play through here and there, just for the artwork. It's just like, I can't remember the, what was that black and white game?
Oh, I beat that one. Where basically it was 1,000 ways to die as you were walking through it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't remember... I remember dying to a spider a lot that you couldn't see.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, whatever the... I can't remember the name of that game.
I can't see that right now. Oh, Limbo.
Limbo, yes. It's called Limbo. Limbo. It's basically on the line of Limbo, where it's you're going through this progression, and that's just the way it feels.
It's very artsy. It's very, very cool artsy, that way.
And you enjoy playing it because of the art. And just the... But whether the game itself is worth keep going back to... is a different story.
I think once you beat it, it's done.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my style, so okay. I'm good.
So now there's we're no down...
pitching the ball.
We're down to our last 2 games.
Okay.
We'll talk about Shadow of War first, which is the sequel to Shadow of Mordor, which was a good game. This one seems awesome because of the new Nemesis system that they put in, being able to take over the orcs' minds and kind of build your army. It shows him building an army and then storming a castle, which seems pretty awesome.
Lord of the Rings, awesome.
There Move on. It, yeah, I'm that
it
way
looks
too.
Good. There's a lot we could talk about it, but pretty much I play all the Lord of the Rings games because they're fun.
They are fun, and they're... You don't even have to think about it. The Lord of the Rings is so well put together that you just put a game in that world, and it's
right.
going
There's
to be...
only been a couple games that I played where I was like, this is terrible. I even love the button mashing ones where you just,
right.
just hack your way yeah. through
hack
and you just
slash.
Hack and slash, and you just upgrade your guy as you go. And
so that game's a yes from me. I will be getting it. I will play it.
I'm interested. There is one thing, watch the trailer, and there's an aspect in the first fight, beginning the first fight, where the he has a gash down the middle of his chest, and then once he makes him part of his army, he doesn't have it, and then when they're about to storm this castle, the gash is back, so attention to detail.
So you're not buying it anymore? The gash is missing!
I'm interested, but
maybe
we'll see.
Maybe he just has, like, gastritis.
See, but what I loved about the first
and
one...
every once in a while, like, he's just, like, he's got stomach problems, and then it shows up, and then other times he doesn't, and he just...
What I loved about the first one, which they're bringing back, is depending on how you vanquish the orc the first time, they come back with a modification or whatever, depending on the way you killed them the first time.
Right.
If you lit them on fire and that's what killed them the first time, when they come back, their face will be charred or something like that. So it's kind of reactive to your
right.
fighting style, which is awesome. And they're bringing that's in the new one too. The last game that they announced, which was the biggest part of the Xbox E3, I think, was called Anthem.
Right.
Which seems like the response to Destiny by Ubisoft, right? Was it Ubisoft or E3? Or EA, I mean. I think it was EA, actually.
What?
Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that was EA.
Okay, yeah. And so it just seems like... Yeah, it was run by Frostbite, which automatically I'm sold. Love Frostbite. The game seems amazing. Looks beautiful. Looks deep.
Yeah, I like the fact that when they were showing the video, they... you're running into situations where, like, let's do that later.
Yeah. It was just kind of...
That just means that you can kind of go basically anywhere. If you wanted to take that on right now, you're probably going to lose, but you still have the option to take that on right now.
Like, the big beast comes around the corner, and they're like, I don't want to waste all my ammo on this. Let's move on. And so they just fly away, and that's it. Or you could stay, and it looks like it'd be a boss fight kind of scenario.
Yes.
So... literally every choice looks like it's yours. The game will come out with more detail. You know, I hate... because when The Division was first premiered, the mission that they went through was all rendered specifically for E3. And then the game ended up being different from that.
Right.
So it'll be really interesting to see if that was just rendered straight for E3 and that viewing party, or if that's the game.
That's always the question, though, is whether... what they're showing us is what we're actually getting, or is it just like the cover art?
Right. So hopefully it's not. Well, but I'll stay, what's the word?
Optimistic.
Optimistic about it.
I think they say like actual in-game, in quotations.
Well, they can say that about anything, though.
Right. Right.
But they then, can, right. This, it is technically in-game because that's the game. They put it on the Xbox One X and they broadcast it. But... that doesn't mean the entire game is going to look that beautiful.
Right.
It could just be that scene, you know? So,
right.
The Division turned out to look good.
That
but it
whole
wasn't
first
that
part
good.
Can be like that, and then the rest you're playing Snake.
It's just Pong. overall, I am really excited for Anthem. It looks amazing. I will buy it no matter what, just because it's a Destiny kind of type of game.
Right.
Which I love. You know, anything co-op, I'm pretty much going to buy it.
Yeah, that was one that was top of my list as well.
Good night, David.
No, I want to play it, whether I will play it or buy it. That's, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. When, you know, you... that's the problem with E3 is you get a lot of hype and then you see the later trailers and you're like, wait, what happened to this original idea you guys had?
Right.
But that EA has a very good tendency of delivering what they promise. Just they always find a way to come short, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Just like Ubisoft never, ever, ever has dedicated servers. EA always finds a way to fall short a little bit.
Right.
But anyway, that was the Xbox Expo all summed up. Went a little quick through some of those, but I think we hit most of the major games pretty thoroughly.
Yeah.
I did get Assassin's Creed Origins. The release date is 10/27 of this year, so that's something
October
to look forward
27th?
To. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it could smooth out by the time it comes around. It
could, possibly.
Or that it could be done.
Yeah, they could just be sitting on the discs for a few months. Those guys think it's going to be better. Screw them. So anyway.
The updates will be later online.
Thank you for joining us on this special edition of Xbox One's Expo of E3. Remember to listen or tune in on Wednesday. We will be doing all of these Sony released games.
Sony! Sorry.
And,
is that terrible?
We will go through those in the...
thanks. Nailed it.
We will go through those in the same amount of detail that we did these ones. Anyway, I've been Michael.
I'm Nate.
I am always David.
And yeah, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Thanks for joining. Have a good week.
Bye!